Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. 18 reasons you deserve a break today. The very first thing I see upon exiting the plane recently in Tokyo's Narita Airport, a sign to McDonald's. It made me laugh and also feel a little closer to home. McDonald's is indeed worldwide, and thus their marketing campaigns are recognized across the globe. This one, however, has special appeal. Popular in the U.S. for years was the slogan, "You deserve a break today." And the implication was that, of course, you should go to McDonald's to get said break snacks. If you think about it, the bigger question I see there is, why does a fast food company need to remind us to take a break and take care of ourselves? Aside from the irony of the care or nutrients in their food, are we so very nose down, guilt-ridden over relaxing, and convinced that we must work 700 hours a day in order to be successful, that we must hear the same slogan twice that many times a day to give ourselves permission to actually stop and eat? Yep, that was a mouthful of a sentence, but just in case I've hit a nerve here, on the day we celebrate a work holiday in the U.S., here are 18 more reasons you do deserve a break today and have every right to give yourself permission to do so. 1. Creativity isn't ignited under pressure. Going with the flow for a while tends to fan that flame. 2. The law of diminishing returns applies to math and managers. At some point, the task will take you twice as long if you run out of energy. 3. Think lumberjack and saw. If you don't stop to sharpen the full thing, you'll eventually start swearing at the dull saw when it's you whose constant drive is actually dodging the problem. 4. If you've not heard it, listen to the song, "The Cat's in the Cradle," and ask yourself, is that what I'm doing? 5. All work and no play makes you dull. Wouldn't you rather be scintillating? I love that word. 6. Your best work comes when you're being your best self. However you define a break, giving yourself one on a topic that you normally internally criticize helps you get better instead of feeling beaten down. 7. It's hard to sustain a focus on everyone else when you fail to occasionally focus on yourself. 8. Pushing so hard for so long makes the very things you're pushing hard on push back. 9. When you move at the speed of sound, you'll likely miss those golden opportunities that don't make much noise but could turn your project, work, or life around. 10. The stats of those who wither or die when they retire are staggering. Enough so to make most anyone focus on the stuff to do before I die now instead of when you think you'll have time. 11. If your list doesn't include time for you, no one else's will either. 12. When you procrastinate taking a break, those things you hate will stay on your list that much longer. 13. If you have what is called a job, your breaks are mandated. If you get to do what you love, breaks may not be required. But why do you think it is that not taking breaks in just a job could eventually get you fired? 14. Sometimes you have to stop thinking to find the answer. 15. Breaks they take look different for different leaders, but leaders who fail to take them all look the same. 16. If you worked out 24/7, you'd eventually hit a wall. Mental walls are bigger, stronger, last longer. 17. Think of how you'll laugh when you say, "Got a sec?" to yourself, instead of just hearing it from everyone else. And finally, 18. You deserve a break today because you're worth the same TLC you worked so hard to make sure everyone else is able to receive. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. If you're in the United States, happy Memorial Day, and have a fabulous rest of your week. For those of you in the rest of the world, have a great Monday, an even better week, and I look forward to talking with you next Monday. Stay contagious!